All right, Donald Trump was just in the UK, and I will scream it from the rooftops as long as it takes. This guy is cognitively declining. He is not okay. And to witness people go from screaming about any time Joe Biden did anything to watching this guy rant incompetently, the bruises on his hands, the attempted cover-up of the bruises on his hands, and seemingly say nothing is infuriating. And I want to walk through, just on this trip in England, the things we saw, the ranting incoherently, the fact that he does not look good. Let's get into all of it. Before we do, though, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately. Truly, I appreciate you. It means the world. Getting near 100,000 subscribers, which is crazy. Go right down below. Just hit subscribe. You guys are the best. On this channel, trying to build something to punch back against MAGA media. Uplift Gen Z voices going into 2026, 2028. Fight back against a lot of the misinformation we're seeing from the right. If you want to be a part of it, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. I appreciate you guys so, so much. All right, let's get into this. So first, we're going to start here. This is 9 p.m. in England, Donald Trump speaking at a dinner. Take a listen.
In the finest tradition of British sovereigns, he's given his whole heart, everything he's got, to those parts of Britain that are beyond the realm of mere legislation. It's not easy, but which to find its essence and its virtue, its harmony and its soul.
He sounds really good there, an expert at reading. I mean, I just want to point out, again, if Joe Biden did this, it would be a 48-hour news cycle. It'd probably have been 48 hours. It'd be a month-long news cycle. What am I talking about? I mean, he doesn't sound good. I don't even understand what he's saying. The cadence is all off. He's like reading but doesn't understand what he's reading. When he landed in the UK, there was some reporting from overseas about the fact that his hand, which again, we've seen covered with makeup, we've seen bruised, we've seen, you know, his ankles swelling. His hand specifically, his wife Melania appeared to kind of hide his hand from the media. We didn't actually really see it at all. Again, these are the photos we've seen of Trump's hands recently, the patch of makeup there. And this is them getting off the plane in the UK. Melania walking down with Donald Trump and holding one of those hands the entire time. Which, if you know anything about Donald Trump and Melania Trump's relationship, they don't often hold hands. That's all I'm going to say about that. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said, quote, "This is a well-known and benign side effect of aspirin therapy," referring to the bruises on his hand. "The president remains in excellent health," which I think all of you witness on a daily basis here. If we move to some explanation on Donald Trump's hands, the bruising on his hands, and again, this very thick patch of makeup, which I say to people every time, I'm like, if you see a patch of makeup like that, your first thought is, can no one in the White House do makeup? Like, is that where we're at? Is everybody in the White House so incompetent that they can't apply makeup? But then you think, that can't be true. The guy is fucking orange, pardon my language, but come on. They do makeup for hours every day. Look at Donald Trump. They have makeup experts in there. So the fact that it's so prevalent when they try to put makeup on it shows how difficult it is to get it to not be seen. They have to put a real thick patch of concealer there. So take a listen to CBS News explain a little bit about what Donald Trump has been diagnosed with.
Trump was just diagnosed with a chronic vein condition that caused swelling in his legs. But what exactly is it? It's called chronic venous insufficiency, a condition in which the veins in your legs struggle to get blood back up to the heart. Blood pools, legs swell, skin darkens, ulcers can even form. And it's actually pretty common. So let's dig a little deeper. According to the Cleveland Clinic, it affects about 1 in 20 adults, with those over 50 most often getting the diagnosis. CVI is often linked to long periods of standing or sitting. Think, for example, truck drivers or cabbies who drive for long hours, nurses, retail employees up on their feet all day, but also politicians, CEOs, lawyers, or people on the campaign trail, for example, who sit for hours in planes, meetings, and courtrooms. And it can be a little uncomfortable, causing achy or tired legs, a tingling pins and needles sensation, cramping, discolored skin, and varicose veins. It can also cause swelling, which is exactly what President Trump was experiencing. When he went to the Club World Cup soccer final over the weekend, you can see just how swollen his ankles were. His physician said in a memo that the president underwent a thorough examination and there is no evidence of anything more serious. Blood and heart tests all had results within normal limits, according to the memo, and there are things that can be done to actually help the issues with his veins. Treatments can include, for example, weight loss, exercise, compression socks, and in some cases, medicines or medical procedures.
So that's where we're at right now. That's what we know for a fact based on what the experts are saying about this. Now, again, you combine this with, again, some of the other actions we're seeing from Donald Trump, the things we've talked about extensively on this channel, which, once again, if you haven't subscribed, make sure you do so. It goes such a long way. But again, looking increasingly more frail these days, ranting incoherently, which, I mean, he does that all the time. He's done that for 10 years, but more so now, it's different and it's bad. Again, just more photos of Donald Trump's hand as they try different things. Sometimes he walks out with makeup, sometimes he doesn't, as they try to experiment with what works best. Just in the last 48 hours too, on True Social, practically in the middle of the night all the time. He's in the UK, it's like 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning over there, and he's on True Social ranting away. This one, why was the wonderful turning point under investigation by deranged Jack Smith and the corrupt and incompetent Biden administration? They tried to force Charlie and many other people and movements out of business. They weaponized the Justice Department against sleepy Joe Biden's political opponents, including me. Nice job making it all about yourself. What a surprise. They allowed the daughter of a judge on one of the corrupt trials against me to become the biggest fundraiser for Biden and Kamala Harris, making many millions of dollars for herself and her family. But with her family, the judge not only refusing to recuse himself, but putting a gag order on me, not allowing any talk about their family corruption and unprecedented conflict of interest. That's not what the gag order said, but okay. Every leading legal analyst and pundit said the trial was wrong. That's just not true and should have been allowed to go forward, but it did because of corrupt judge, blah, 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 blah. He'll pay a big price. But again, this is like a crazy, I mean, again, something on Donald Trump's mind, something bothering you, sir? Again, this is the leader of the free world going like way backwards to, you know, a year ago and getting out all those grievances and saying, you know, people will pay, which we've seen in this administration, signing executive orders against people, threatening people who don't align with him. These are some photos from the UK. Everybody seeming to have a swell time, just absolutely having a great time here. Donald Trump looks in prime health. Everyone else looking quite happy. You can let me know what you think of this photo in the comments down below. I read all of your comments. The other thing we saw in the UK, though, specifically in London, is massive protests against Donald Trump showing up, which was incredible to see. Look at some of these photos. This J.D. Vance balloon right here. Love it so much. People gathering in force. No to racism. No to Trump. We got some fuck Trump flags back there. Trump, we hate your hate. Really incredible to see the world, frankly, stand up against this. And I don't know, if you're watching this in another country, it's not all of us. I promise you, it's not all of us. A lot of us here very upset with what's going on. We also saw this video from the UK, which I'm sure you're going to really enjoy here. Again, as the protests really started to flare up, we have a massive, I mean, this is huge. There's like, it's five, there's, I don't know, maybe one, two, three, six, maybe eight people around this giant flag of Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, an aerial view of it. I love it. Again, as we still don't have the Epstein files, as obviously we've covered extensively, Donald Trump's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. They were best friends, best effing friends. We need to continue to talk about that over and over and over again. He obviously promised to release the Epstein files. These evil people are going to go to prison. And then actually, never mind. The whole thing is a hoax. The files exist. They don't exist. They might exist. What even is a file? I don't know. And lastly, with all of this in mind, I want to read to you something. This was some more reporting from overseas as Donald Trump is in the UK, where they actually talked to a doctor about what he thinks is going on with Donald Trump. This is Dr. Jeff Foster, a private health GP and medical director of Manual. He's most concerned about Trump's health compared to all of the doctors they interviewed in this article. He said that recent incidents, including Trump seemingly being unable to hear at a recent event, are signs of something serious brewing underneath. He explained, quote, "Certainly it is fair to say that Trump has become increasingly frail in the last few months in a similar way to how Biden appeared to be less sharp and coherent during his final years of the presidency due to underlying illness. We are starting to see a similar picture with Trump. His repeated small errors could easily be a sign of something more significant in his health. The recent events highlighting odd physical signs in President Trump have highlighted potential serious underlying medical conditions," with Dr. Foster adding, "These include the fact he appears to not have understood comment during a recent interview, the fact that he had unusual markings on the back of his hand, and now combined with the one-sided facial droop," which again, I'm sure all of you have seen those pictures from a recent event, the 9/11 memorial service, where Donald Trump's face on one side is really drooping heavily. I mean, I looked at those photos and I thought they were AI. I was pretty convinced it was misinformation. But no, they were real photos. His face drooping quite a bit. And obviously, it continues with, you know, Donald Trump talking about how he hopes to get to heaven. He's been talking about that a lot recently. J.D. Vance saying, "Donald Trump's in excellent health, but I'm always ready to go. I lead. I'm ready to lead." That's totally a normal thing for the vice president to say. And lastly, one more photo of Donald Trump in the UK. Again, this is an individual in absolutely prime health. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. I appreciate you guys watching this video. Again, my name is Chris Mallory, filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I appreciate all the love you guys have shown lately. I hope you have a good rest of your week. Into the weekend, do something relaxing this weekend. You deserve it. Maybe go get a drink with a friend, watch your favorite movie, go for a walk, whatever you want to do. It's okay to shut off your phone for 2 or 3 hours. I'm proud of you. I appreciate you fighting the good fight, and I will see you in the next video.